Chip said today that Nick's going to be the quarterback for the rest of the season. Yeah. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, man.
No, I didn't know about that one. But, you know, we're just sticking to what we've been doing. You know, been having some good success with Nick in here. So, you know, my reaction, I guess, is a good thing, right?
Does it help you at all knowing that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it does because, you know, you can prepare, you know, go throughout the whole week and, you know, just get ready, take the mental reps, and, you know, at the same time work with him at practice. So it's a good thing for us, yes.
Is this kind of an overrated? I mean, did
the
guys see this coming, obviously?
I mean, honestly, you know, we don't know what to expect. We just here to do a job and play football. So, you know, just got to go with the head man says. That's what it is.
For some of the vets who've been around Mike and have been loyal to Mike, what's the support like for Nick?
I mean, I think, you know, it's the same regardless who's our quarterback. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we have to support one another. You know, we work so hard to do, you know, to stay at the top of the game and, you know, just play together. So, regardless who's in there at quarterback, you know, you just got to support that guy. And, you know, quarterback's a tough position to play. We all know that. So anytime, you know, things get complicated or get tough for him, you just got to be supportive. So.
Sean, is it human nature for you guys to be a little bit like fans in that, you know, December games here? Everybody wants to see what Nick's got.
Honestly, you know, we have one game at a time. You know, that's our focus here. We got a big game this week. We got a pretty good team coming here. You know, so that's really all our focus is. We don't really get caught up in too much. And just, you know, just doing one thing at a time, which is practicing first and foremost and getting ready for Sunday.
During the offseason, you were supportive of Michael. At one point, someone asked you to predict who would win the competition. You said, Michael.
Was right.
Yeah, you were right. would you have predicted this, that you know, Michael would have lost the job to Nick?
I mean, that's definitely a tough thing to predict. And honestly, yeah, you never know what happens throughout the year. And, you know, as you can see, you know, a couple of tough times early on in the season. You know, Vic, a lot of ups and downs and things. You know, a couple of injuries here and there. But, you know, he tried to do the best he can to get back healthy. It was just unfortunate. You know, he came back in the game and got hurt. So, you know, we really just have to go and do what we need to do. That's the only thing I could really say about it. I can't really say. I predict it. Him to get hurt, I couldn't have said that. No.
Did Nick have to win a lot of you guys over in the locker room? Because, you know, so many of you guys have played with Michael for so long, and a lot of you grew up idolizing him.
Yeah,
did he have to kind of get you guys?
I don't think it was anything, you know, out of ordinary he had to do. You know, Nick did a good job of coming in last year and, you know, finishing strong for our team and things like that. So, you know, with Vic going down last year and, you know, Foles stepping in and, you know, winning a couple games as well, too, so. Last year was his rookie year. This is his second year, so I think people are comfortable with him. At the same time, you know, have confidence in him as well too. So, you know, throughout all season, mini camps, training camps, I think, you know, him and Vic did a great job of, you know, just competing and you know, showing everybody on his team and, you know, in the front office, they was able to, you know, be a high competitor and, you know, win a position. So it was good to have two quarterbacks that, you know, could run the team and do things like that. So.
Have you talked to Mike today since Chip announced the decision, and what was his reaction like?
I mean, he's very supportive of the decision. I don't really think he's, you know, in a negative mind state. Very positive. You know, he just has to stay ready. You know, we talked about that. So, you know, we hope, you know, Foles don't get hurt or, you know, anything like that to be able to stay in there and, you know, and continue to do what he's been doing. But, you know, any given moment, you know, it's the NFL, so things can happen. And, you know, in Vic's mind, you know, he just has to stay ready. So if that time does present where he has to, you know, get his number called, he'll be ready.
Is there a big picture element here for you guys, like, that you can kind of maybe start to build around Nick a little bit now and do things that Nick's good at where maybe it's a little bit different when it's week to week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I think our focus right now is just, you know, playing together and just continue to do the things we've done the past three games. As far as building around Nick and, you know, other things like that, nature to the game, I don't think it's at that point right now. You know, we just know what we need to do as a team. We know what we need to do to win, you know, and give us our best, you know, opportunity to make it to the playoffs. So as far as that, that's our number one thing.
Sorry. From what you've seen of Michael all this year, it seems like he's been very supportive of Nick, like a very good teammate and stuff. I mean, did you kind of expect that from him?
I mean, yeah, Vic, you know, he's been in this league a very long time. you know, he's been through a lot of ups, a lot of downs as well, too. So as a professional, I think, you know, no one can handle it better than he can. So, you know, I think he's done a great job, and, you know, I take my hat off to him. Very tough, frustrating, I can imagine, to be hurt and, you know, to try to play at the level he's trying to play in this league, you know, for so long. So I think, you know, things will work out for him regardless, you know, what the case may be.
Sean, most of your career you've caught touchdown. You played with established winners at quarterback, whether it was Donovan and then Vic. So now what's it like being out there with Nick? I mean, are you as, you know, does it feel like you're out there with a guy who's leading the NFL in passer rating right now?
You know, really, he's doing what he needs to do for us to be successful. So, as far as what it feels like, you know, he's making the right reads. You know, he's not turning the ball over. You know, he's doing everything you would want your quarterback to do. So, in my eyes, as a wide receiver, you know, he just gives us the best opportunity to win right now. And, you know, as we move forward, you know, hopefully it can stay that same way. But that doesn't take nothing away from Vic because, you know, he's obviously, like I said, been a top quarterback in this league for a very long time. He's done some great things for our organization as well, too. So, you know, just week by week, and we'll continue to see how it goes.
You keep up with the wide receivers. Where does Larry Fitzgerald kind of rank on your list? Where does he kind of stack up?
When I grew up, I looked up to Fitzgerald when I was in high school, you know, watching him at Pittsburgh. He's done some great things as well, too. So, you know, we have a good relationship. You know, and I admire him as a wide receiver. Very, very big, very physical guy. So, you know, when the ball's in the air, you know, he's going to come down with it. So I definitely would put him in the elite top, you know, receivers in this league. And he's done it for a couple of years now.
Hey, Deshaun, for you personally, you're on pace to get 1,000 yards this week. How significant is that mark for you, considering the way the last 2 years went statistically?
Well, you know, I just go out there and, you know, do whatever I'm asked to do. I think this year some things was able to fall in place for me to, you know, have some big games here and there throughout the season and help my team win. So, you know, whenever my number's called on, I try to go out there and, you know, make the best of my ability and, you know, continue to just be that spark to this team, you know, with big plays and, you know, whatever it is I could do to, you know, help my team win games. So regardless of my stats and things like that, now the win is better than anything. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to go out there and get wins and, you know, me help my team win.
Besides continuing to be a vertical threat, Deshaun, you've kind of been a big factor in on third down and in the red zone this year, which in the past you haven't been as much. Is that the offense? Is it you evolving as a receiver? I mean, what's been the reason for that?
You can give credit to both. You know, Chip has done a great job of coming in here, just giving me the opportunities in the red zone. I think in the past, you know, a lot of times I've been taken out down there in the red zone and, you know, not really been able to get the opportunities to, you know, make plays down there. But, you know, the confidence levels in me down in the red zone now definitely play a big part to our offense. So,
you mentioned the week by week, taking just one game at a time, but considering where this team is now compared to last year, how excited do you sense the guys are about going into the summer with a chance to do something really special here?
Yeah, I think the team's, you know, energy is obviously, you know, at a team high. You know, we come to practice, everybody's, you know, energized, and we're going out there and actually working and competing, you know, when it's week 12, week 13 in the NFL. A lot of teams, you know, are tired and, you know, ready to go home and things like that. But, you know, there's just that energy we have within, you know, this team, you know, very young team. A lot of guys out there that's able to continue to keep pushing each other to get better. So, you know, from last year to this year, you know, we're just in a great position to control our own destiny. So whatever it is we need to do to, you know, December 29th to be at the top of our poll, you know, that's where it really matters the most in our eyes.
Guys, last one.
You've talked openly about DBs trying to intimidate you because you're a smaller guy. Mm-hmm. As this season has progressed, how have you handled that and not get caught up in a lot of confrontations that could cost you the penalty one?
Yeah, well, you know, Harold Carmichael does a great job of, you know, keeping me poised before every game, just having a little talk with me and, you know, saying just keep your composure and, you know, not let guys take you off your game and your focus. So, you know, really just trying to stay calm, stay collective and go out there and know what guys are trying to do. And, you know, me not letting them get to me and get me frustrated because I can't have an extra edge to get mad and, you know, get penalties and do crazy things. So as long as I'm able to control that and, you know, keep it poised and just really make them, you know, punished by catching touchdowns and scoring. So that's what I need to do, really.
Thanks.